Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman says she doesn't have to work because she gets enough food stamps for both of them. And he's not going to leave her because she feeds him and houses him. And she won't leave even if he cheats. Why the hell do overweight women that let themselves go date African American guys? The SpongeBob pajamas are also quite on point. To be honest though, she doesn't house or feed him. The taxpayers do. I think there's also a missing black eye here somewhere. Not to mention purple hair, tattoos, and a half dozen Africans. Moving on, if you're a white dude, here's what you have to look forward to. A woman that wants a $25,000 ring, an $80,000 car, and a $500,000 house. And of course, the only thing she brings to the table is her used roast beef. And women are wondering why the fastest growing demographic is single unmarried men. Also, that $500,000 house sounds kind of cheap. Where is that? In one of the flyover states, perhaps? You know, this meme was made before the inflation after COVID. Otherwise, that house would be $1 million. Number three, looks like things are getting bad for the lamestream media, with NBC laying off 150 blacks, Latinos, Asians, and alphabet people diversity teams. Their revenues are down, and it looks like the first people they're cutting are the less productive ones, the minorities that got hired with DEI. They're in survival mode now. We need more of this until all the people that are diversity hires are let go and the competent people that have their jobs based on merit remain. Up next, I used to think that men were avoiding marriage, but I stand corrected by Dad Matters when he says that men are actually avoiding divorce. Not only that, but unhappiness as well, because although 50% of men do get divorced, another 30% of men are unhappy in their marriages. If I told you to put on a parachute and told you that the odds of your parachute opening were only 1 in 5, there's no way you'd jump out of that plane. That's why men going their own way is growing. Number 5, here's yet another reason not to get married as a man. This professional soccer player's wife divorced him because he was too perfect. That's woman logic for you. Kaká, hopefully that's not how it's pronounced, is a soccer player, worth $90 million, 6 feet tall, loves his family, and was loyal. She probably thought to herself, you know what, as a single mother, I can do a lot better. I suspect the reason she left him is because of the lack of drama. Women need drama and conflict to function. Moving on, here's a man that also looks like he's going to get cheated on and divorced. Women can't refuse a man like this, at least initially, because they're rich. But they get bored and disgusted quickly and cut off the sex and look someplace else for it. Also, I refuse to treat women this well, buying them gifts. I once paid for a vacation and my ex was upset and ungrateful. I never paid for a trip ever again after that. They're happier when they pay their own way. Number 7, here's the look a woman gets on her face when you've got 3 felonies and no job. But what this doesn't tell you from this angle is that he's handsome and tall. Women don't judge you based on your character, but if you're a Chad or not. I think this guy also forgot to mention that he lives in his parents' basement. Remember guys, the reason you can't find a woman is probably because you don't have enough felonies and you don't have a job. Time to become a loser and criminal to get laid. Up next, reports are now saying that trans identification is in free fall among young American adults. Of course it is, because it's no longer cool and because many of the young people are conservative, which is now the new punk rock. It was nothing more than a social contagion. Also, I'm guessing that people got tired of mutilating themselves for online attention. And it's more common, so it doesn't get as much attention and views as before. Number 9, this guy hooked up with a much older woman, age 62, and says it was absolutely disgusting. The oldest woman I went on a date with was 45, and I was disgusted by her leathery skin and the back of her arms. This guy says the woman was aggressive and smelled like cigarettes, and had the smoker's voice that Marge's sisters have. Welcome to the world of hangmaxing. But he says her skin was also loose and he wasn't expecting that. What was he expecting? Moving on, this girl graduated from high school but can't read or write, and now she's suing. I wonder if she can even spell the word sue. Sounds to me like she's looking for reparations or something. She sounds a lot like a certain bartender in Congress. Some of the most successful people I know didn't even finish high school, and some of the most unsuccessful people I know have multiple degrees. It's not about credentials, it's all about skills. Number 11, this feminist spent 18 months disguised as a man to prove male privilege is real. And then when she went back to presenting as a woman, she had sympathy for men and had to go to therapy for all the pain she experienced being a man. In the end, she even self-deleted. Her name was Noreen Vincent, and you can look her up, and there's also a video of her doing all of this out there somewhere. She says that men don't actually have it pretty easy, and that we have our own struggles. Up next, when does the insanity end? A woman was raped in Brighton Beach in the UK by three men. Yes, those three men were from Egypt and Iran. But saying that in the UK on a tweet might also get you a visit from the thought police. Here are the stats for rape offenses in England. Notice how it was flat until 2013, and then it started to skyrocket because of all the enrichment. Are they being let in because the elites are trying to replace the locals? What do you guys think? Number 13, is it true that men's superpowers deprive women mental, emotional, and physical safety? Yes, that's why they want tall, muscular men to protect them. Emotional safety by using you as an emotional tampon, and mental safety by solving their problems for them. We're just utilities for them. Also, these days, I don't think many of us care about keeping women all that safe. And women don't seem to want to be safe by importing dangerous men from the third world. Moving on, this Canadian refugee applicant is in ICE custody after he says he crossed the US border accidentally. He's from Bangladesh and scammed his way into Canada pretending to be a refugee. He's probably looking at that lake and saying, I want to poop in it. Now he's going to be returned to Canada where he can once again try and sneak across the border. If Canada was a part of the United States, it wouldn't have to deal with this nonsense. Time to make it happen and screw the Indian scammers. Number 15, more insanity with this Rutgers professor saying that white people are villains and that they need to be taken out. Those are genocidal words and I hope that she gets fired. But she probably won't be punished because if she is, then people will cry racism. But imagine if a white person said that black people needed to be taken out. Imagine the BLM riots after that. I'm also curious as to what type of professor she is. Probably a professor of lesbian dance theory. Up next is the plight of the trophy husband, and that divorce rate goes up when women earn more money than men. Of course, it's called hypergamy. Usually the man will be blamed for not earning as much as his wife, and that it's his fault that she divorced him because he's a failure. The only thing the trophy husband needs is a plan to take her to the cleaners when she divorces him. Take her house and half her pension if you can. Number 17, this guy is a 40-year-old crypto millionaire doofus. Someone needs to tell him about the lines because they never lie. He's 43 with a new girlfriend, a new yacht, and he's a crypto millionaire. But once again, you shouldn't believe everything you read. Apparently he paid her $400 for a photo shoot, and he didn't tell her he was going to use these photos with this caption that she was his girlfriend. Meanwhile, her leaning out makes him look like an even bigger loser. Moving on, Dennis says that white folks don't raise their kids to see race, while everyone else raises their kids to hate other races. Looks to me like Dennis hasn't met any white folks from Eastern Europe yet. Not only are they racist, but they hate the people living next to them in the country right beside them. Regardless, why does racism happen? Turd-flinging monkey says that the inferior internalize the shame of their inferiority by playing the victim narrative, that the other groups are oppressing them. I think it's more about envy rather than anything else. They envy what they can't have and what they can't be. Number 19, the British Home Secretary, Shabana Mahmood, says that Britain has lost control of its borders. No, it hasn't. You're intentionally pretending like you've lost control, but women like Shabana probably welcome the migrants coming in, many from her own country. In 1980, Britain was 98% white. In 2025, it's 67% white, and by 2035, at the current rate of immigration, whites will finally be the minority. Here in the Greater Toronto Area, whites are only 43% of the population. At this rate, by 2050, this place is going to look like South Africa. Up next, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation has a 5-year plan to reach out to dissatisfied users. They only get 4.4% of the population watching them these days. There's no bringing back the viewers because the internet killed the lamestream media. The only thing I watch from CBC is about that with Andrew Chang. Other than that, it's pretty much pro-boomer propaganda, and they're biased towards the left. They also don't allow anyone to post comments under their videos. Number 21, here's a story that's real and not made through AI. A man ends himself by eating drugs from his brother's poop chute to hide evidence while the two of them are in the back of a police cruiser. I wonder if this is in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. I'm surprised they didn't blame the police, saying that he couldn't breathe because of this. Too bad they couldn't make this into an episode of Breaking Bad. More like Breaking Wind. Moving on, Trump kicked out almost 14,000 active duty and reserve military members identifying as trans. Looks like they had entire platoons and battalions. He probably fired them because joining the service got them free surgeries and hormones. It's all about saving money to spend it someplace else. Also, so long as they were in the process of transitioning, they got waivers saying that they wouldn't actually have to go to combat. Being gay used to get guys' attention, but no one cares anymore. So they have to up their actions to get people to look at them. Number 23, meanwhile in Canada, our fake conservative leader in the province of Ontario spent nearly $1 billion to push DEI and race ideology in schools. I'd rather vote for this fake conservative than the alternative, which is a full-on socialist, pretending to be a moderate. People are voting for the right, and they're getting a leftist in power. Yet they're too dumb to realize that voting doesn't even work anymore. Up next, humpback whales bounce back from just 450 of them to 25,000 today. The crew of the Enterprise says, "You're welcome." The Save the Whales message was everywhere back in the 80s, including motion pictures. Not only did we save the whales, but we also invented transparent aluminum. For real. This is back in the day when Star Trek highlighted actual social issues instead of just being a bunch of woke DEI trash for normies. Number 25 and the last one, here are the consequences of college. She went from looking like Sabrina Carter to looking like a troll. These are the consequences of going to college these days. She looks like she's gone from the girl next door to the monster under the bed. At least she looks somewhat smashable in the after picture. I think the college was created by the elites to make sure that the smart people ended up being as dumb as everybody else. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.